You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of people filled the Trocadero Plaza in Paris in front of the Eiffel Tower, answering a call by Jewish associations, organisations fighting anti-Semitism and other groups who say justice hasn't been done. There are also gatherings in other French cities and elsewhere in the world denouncing a ruling by France's highest court that the killer of Jewish woman Sarah Halimi was not criminally responsible and therefore could not go on trial. Sarah Halimi, a 65-year-old Jewish woman, died in 2017 after being pushed out of her Paris apartment window by her neighbour, Kobili Traoré, who allegedly shouted, "God is great," in Arabic. The neighbours admitted pushing her, and the ruling from the Court of Cassation says there's enough evidence to show the act had anti-Semitic motives. However, the court said a person who committed a crime while being in a delirious state cannot be sent to trial, even if the state was caused by the habitual use of illegal drugs. Kobili Traoré used to smoke heavy quantities of cannabis. Robert Eijner is the executive director of French Jewish advocacy group CRIF.
I think they are like the French people. They're angry and don't understand it all. Here are people who trust France's government, France's justice system, and who are confronted with this totally unfair decision. The killer is recognized as a killer, is recognized as being anti-Semitic, but he won't be tried. It's simply unacceptable, and it's very hard for these people to even grieve.
Law student Eli Lemon says he just doesn't understand the ruling.
This court ruling affects me profoundly because it's inexplicable. Personally, I'm a law student and we've studied some cases. And we know that when the Court of Cassation wants to issue strong rulings, it does so. With this decision, we feel abandoned. It's very hard for us. And we don't understand. We sympathize with the family because we can imagine what they're feeling. The fact that there's no justice, this decision is inconceivable. It's dangerous for society, it is useless and inexplicable.
But Paris resident Nathalie Zaffa has concerns this decision is part of a broader shift.
30 years ago, the French were demonstrating, but today it's only the Jews who take to the streets when a Jew is killed. 30 years ago, the justice system did its job. Today, it just papers over the cracks.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.